Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to turn in your Bible to Matthew chapter 10, and we're going to continue the reading that we started in our last class from Matthew chapter 10 about the time that Jesus chose the 12 and sent them forth to preach that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We'll be reading Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through Matthew chapter 11 and verse 1. Now, while you're turning there, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you have your Bible ready, let's continue our reading. Matthew chapter 10 and verse 34. Jesus said, "Think not that I came to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that doth not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it." Matthew chapter 10 and verse 40. "He that receiveth you receiveth me. And he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward." And then Matthew 11 and verse 1. "And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities." Now let us return to Elam's notes. These verses give the selection of them in connection with sending them forth. But they were selected some months before that for the reason given that they might be with him in training for the great work he wished them to do. By this training and development, they were prepared to go themselves. The apostles must be eyewitnesses, too, of the miracles, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, and in turn perform miracles to prove their divine authority to preach and to teach. We read about Matthias being selected to take the place of Judas after Judas had hung himself in Acts chapter 1. And in verse 21, of those who they were going to select, among those whom they were going to select to fulfill that, we read in Matthew, in Acts chapter 1 and verse 21, "Of the men therefore that have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and went out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day that he was received up from us, of these must one become a witness with us of his resurrection." And they put forward too Joseph, called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justice, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "Thou, Lord, who knowest the hearts of all men, show of these two the one whom thou hast chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas fell away, that he might go to his own place. And they gave lots for them, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. The Apostle Paul tells us how he was a witness of the resurrected Christ when he was on the road to Damascus. We read one of those accounts that Paul made of this event in Acts chapter 22, beginning in verse 6 and going down through verse 21. It says, "And it came to pass that as I made my journey and drew nigh unto Damascus, that about noon suddenly there shone from heaven a great light round about me. And I fell into the ground, and I heard a voice saying unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me beheld indeed the light, but they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise and go into Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of all things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, well reported of by all the Jews that dwelt there, came unto me, and standing by me, said unto me, Brother Saul, receive thy sight. And in that very hour I looked upon him, and he said, The God of our fathers hath appointed thee to know his will, and to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For thou shalt be a witness for him unto all men what thou hast seen and heard. And now, why tarriest thou? Arise, and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name. And it came to pass, when I returned to Jerusalem, and while I prayed in the temple, I fell into a trance, and saw him saying unto me, Make haste, and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, because they will not receive of thee the testimony concerning me. And I said, Lord, they themselves know that I imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of Stephen thy witness was shed, I also was standing by and consented in keeping the garments of them that slew me. And he said unto me, Depart. For I will send thee forth far thence unto the Gentiles. This same Paul, who became an apostle to the Gentiles, wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 11, Now I make known unto you, brethren, the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein also ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye hold fast the word which I preached unto you, except ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that also which I received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he hath been raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain until now, but some are fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to a child untimely born, he appeared to me also. For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was found not in vain. but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Whether then it be I or they, so we preached, and so ye believed. Let me read also to you from the writer of the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, where we read, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which having at the first been spoken through the Lord, was confirmed unto us by them that heard, God also bearing witness with them, both by signs and wonders, and by manifold powers, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will." That is the reason that Christ chose these men that are specially designated as apostles, a word that means one sent. These men who were apostles must be disciples first. That is, they must be learners first. They must go to school with Christ before they become apostles. They went forth to do just that, what Jesus did, to perform deeds of mercy and love and to work miracles, attesting their authority to teach and to preach the gospel of the kingdom. Now the verses we read about their selection gives the names of the 12 apostles, and there are these three lists: Matthew 3:16-19, Luke 6:14-16, and Acts chapter 1 and verse 13. Let me read that one to you from Acts chapter 1, because I've read those others earlier in this study. Acts chapter 1 and verse 13. In fact, what I'm going to do is read verses 13 and 14. "And when they were come in, they went up into the upper chamber, where they were abiding, both Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. These all with one accord continued steadfastly in prayer, and with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren." You might note that that list in Acts chapter 1 in verse 13 is only a list of 11 and not 12, because the Judas that had betrayed him had gone out and hung himself and was no longer counted among the 12. It is interesting to compare these different lists of the names of these apostles. Now, the persons are the same in every list, but some are called by different names. For instance, Peter is generally called Peter in the New Testament, but sometimes he is called Simeon. Acts chapter 13 and verse 1 and Acts chapter 15 and verse 14. And sometimes he is called Simon Peter in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 1. So in this list of apostles, Matthew, is in the Authorized Version, gives the name of the 10th one as Libius, whose surname was Thaddeus. But in the American Revised Version, both Matthew and Mark give his name as Thaddeus, while Luke gives his name as Judas, the son of James, and places him 11th in the list. Now this Judas, the son of James, should not be confused with the Judas Iscariot. We don't know who this James was, only that he was the father of Judas or Thaddeus. Simon was surnamed Peter, a stone, in John chapter 1 and verse 42. And James and John were Boagrenes, which means the sons of thunder. It possibly because of their fiery temperament. They wanted to burn down a Samaritan village because it refused Christ at a night's lodging in Luke chapter 9, verses 51 and 56. And Andrew was Peter's brother, and one who first found his own brother Simon and brought him to Jesus. John chapter 1, verses 40 through 42.